The Murraylands and Riverland Landscape Board is keen to engage young people with a recruitment drive underway. Youth Council Coordinator Eileth Burton joins me now, ahead of tomorrow's info session. Hi there, Eileth. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So you're after some more high school students for the River Murray Youth Council, I hear.
Yes, we are. We're holding some information sessions tomorrow, Thursday, in Murray Bridge at Swanport Wetlands for high school students in the Murraylands area.
Right. So, yeah, tell us more about the program and who you're keen to engage in it.
So the River Murray Youth Council is for any student who has an interest in the environment, who's in secondary schooling, so from years 7 to 12. Any sort of interest, it could be agriculture, it could be something as specific as, you know, pest plants and animals they might have an interest in. Any student who likes working outdoors or wants to develop some leadership skills, they might be thinking about a career in the environment. Being involved in the River Murray Youth Council is really beneficial to build those skills and gain that knowledge.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it sounds like you've had some really promising students do the work in the past with the River Murray Youth Council. Have they done some really constructive things that they've learnt a lot about and contributed to as well?
Yeah, definitely. We've had students working on different projects across the region. And we've also had students who have been part of River Murray Youth Council and have gone on to study environmental science at university or go on to study their diploma in conservation and ecosystem management. We have quite a few students who have just graduated with RMYC who are continuing on with their diploma in conservation and ecosystem management at the moment as well, actually, and they're being nominated for an award with the Murraylands Vocational Awards that is happening, up and coming, yeah.
And if kids who do get involved in the River Murray Youth Council, can they use any of the work that they do towards school credits and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. So being involved with the River Murray Youth Council, you can qualify for SACE credits in Year 11 or 12 through the self-directed community learning, which is all up on the SACE websites, which you can definitely figure out more about it. But it's taking a leadership role in community land care or conservation groups and outlining the work that you've done through RMYC and, yeah, obtaining those credits for it, which are definitely useful when you're in Year 11 and 12.
Yeah, I bet. Is there a cap on the amount of people who can take part in the program?
We're open to all applications. There is an application process, but at the moment we'd love to see some more people involved. So no cap at the moment. Maybe, you know, if we get a really big influx, we might have to reevaluate that. But, yeah, we'd just love to get some more new faces out and about getting involved with the program.
Excellent. Oh, sounds brilliant. Well, thanks so much for joining me to do a little shout-out today, and hopefully we get some inspired young people involved.
No problems. Thank you so much, Denny.